This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Now to KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Technology in operating rooms keeps changing. So to keep up, community colleges that train surgical technologists must evolve too. We visit a surgical tech classroom to see what students are learning these days and why they'll find a good-paying job when they graduate. A dozen El Centro College students are busy prepping their patient for surgery. Today's volunteer, T.M. Robert, eyes wide open, lies motionless under a sterile sheet.
This is one of our mannequins that we use.
This is Trauma Man Bob.
Yeah.
Trauma Man Bob hangs out here all the time. He's in one of the college's four mock operating rooms in downtown Dallas. Belinda Allen is the director of El Centro's Surgical Technology Program. She explains today's lesson, gowning, gloving, and making sure everything is sterile.
We make it as real as possible, so when the students are in the role here, if they drop something and it's non-sterile, they have to go and get a new one.
It really is sterile, thanks to the steam sterilizer down the hall. Student Maddie Hutier stands next to the dummy Bob. She points out dozens of instruments.
Sponge holding forceps, you know, you have your lap bands here, your Raytech bands. This is a baby Richardson retractor. And see how here these two, they're the same thing, but they're just smaller.
Instructor Aisha Leshi, the program's clinical coordinator, remembers when El Centro didn't have the sterilizer or any of these instruments. When she graduated from here 27 years ago, Leshi only had pictures of the hand tools until she began clinical training.
My first appendicitis that I did was an open abdominal appendicitis. Now we're taking out appendix with laparoscopy, minimally invasive, so that they can recover quickly and go back to work.
There's lots of work for students in this field. Workforce Solutions of Greater Dallas projects 1,500 jobs this year alone. Nationally, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics projects surgical tech jobs will grow rapidly, 15% through the year 2024. Community colleges in Tarrant and Collin counties also offer such programs. Surgical technologists are invaluable, says Sarah Altman. She's a surgeon and surgery instructor at UT Southwestern.
My main surgical technologist, Sandra, kind of knows what can be substituted in if a particular piece is missing. She knows what's like enough to be able to get by. And she also knows when it's a hard stop. And so, you know, it's a huge part of what allows me to be successful in what I do.
Back in El Centro's operating room, students check out the laparoscopy machine. Surgical technologists are responsible for keeping its tiny, state-of-the-art cameras and skinny wires working as they thread through a patient's blood vessels. About the only piece of surgical equipment not at El Centro is a robot. At more than $1 million, Belinda Allen says it's too pricey.
Every day, the robotic system is being used in more and more surgeries. Also, the minimally invasive versus the open procedures.
Many of these surgical technology students end up specializing in a field like OBGYN, orthopedics, or vascular surgery. Student Amanda Scott hasn't picked a specialty yet, but likes her job prospects no matter the focus. She says she can work anywhere in the country, and graduates with a 2-year associate's degree can quickly find jobs paying more than $40,000 a year.
I want to be a surgical tech because I like gross things, and I love helping people and being in the background.
Scott expects her new job will beat being the bartender she is now. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.